Heedless of whether the rats had won or lost the battle, Gabool listened to the sounds of the badger ringing through his fort as he nerved himself up for the confrontation he knew would inevitably come. Gripping both sword and dagger, the sea rat king ranged about his upper chamber, holding a muttered conference with himself.
We'll sleep tonight. Once I'm rid of the badger, I'll destroy that useless bell. That's it. Kill the badger and roll the bell off the high cliffs into the sea. What'll be left to worry me then? I've seen them all off. Greypatch, Saltar, Bloodring. Look out, badger. You're next. And the bell to follow you. Then they'll see who's the ruler of Terramort. Me, Gabool, King of Sea Rats. I'll build a new fleet. Each craft bigger and faster than Jarqueen. They'll scour the coasts for slaves, fine silks, wine, and the best of prime vills. Gabool won't need no bell to announce itself. They'll know who I am wherever they see my ships hove in and hear me name.
Gabool, you spawn of hell. Where are you?
The deep thunder of Rawnblade's voice vibrated upward from the banqueting hall. Gabool pressed an ear to his room door.
Keep searching, badger. I'll lead you a merry dance before I'm done with you. Gabool ain't feared of a striped dog no more. Oh no, matey.
Rawnblade stood before the great bell. It was exactly as he had imagined it. Only a bellmaker with the skills of Joseph could create such a wonder. His hefty paw stroked the stained and discoloured surface of the brazen object as he walked around it, reading the mysterious badger hieroglyphics near the bell top, smiling with satisfaction at the message only a badger lord could interpret.
That is yet to come. But meanwhile...
Rawnblade smashed a wooden stool with one blow of his sword. Picking up a severed stool leg, he began belabouring the bell. Bong, boom, bong, boom, bong, bong, bong. As he struck the bell, Rawnblade breathed upon a section of the metal and rubbed it clean. He continued to smite the great bell harder and louder. Bong, boom, bong, 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 bong. Peering at the polished section, the badger watched Gabool enter the banqueting hall and begin creeping upon him, sword raised to strike. Rawnblade stopped beating the bell and turned slowly.
So, you like my music, eh, rat?
Gabool leaped forward, his sword flashing down like lightning. Rawnblade swung his battle sword sideways. The power of the sweep knocking Gabool's blade flying, it clattered into a corner. The sea rat stood helpless, his paws deadened by the numbing force of the blow. Rawnblade nodded to the curved sword lying on the floor.
Pick it up and have a proper try.
Marielle came dashing into the banqueting hall with Joseph, Tarquin, Dandan and Duddy. The mouse maid swung her gullwhacker shouting,
Stand and fight, rat!
Gabool cackled harshly.
The bellmaker's brat, eh? Go away, mouse. I've killed you once. You're no but a ghost.
Marielle's jaw tightened as the gullwhacker whirled above her head.
You're wrong, sea scum. I'm no ghost. I beat you once and I'm gonna do it again. This time for good.
From the corner of her eye, Marielle saw the badger lord move to attack.
Gabool's mine, Rawnblade.
The badger turned his head in her direction. As he did, Gabool plunged a dagger into his chest and sped through a door on the other side of the room. As the door slammed, they ran to the badger lord. He was standing straight with the dagger protruding. Before any beast could speak, Rawnblade pulled the dagger out and tossed it aside.
Nearly grazed my fur when it pierced the breastplate. Not bad steel for a sea rat dagger.
Tarquin was tugging and shoving at the door.
Blight has locked it!
Out of the way, Woodsorrel. Hurry!
Tarquin barely had time to leap aside as a stroke from Vermin Fate split the door in two halves. Lord Roanblade kicked them flat.
Don't interrupt me next time, Mousemaid.
The stairs in front of them spiralled downward. Keeping one paw against the side wall, they hurried around the dizzying curves,